All right, Evan Ginsberg, back with the Wrestling Then and Now segment right here on Who's Slamming Who. Thanks to Tommy Fierro for this weekly forum. And folks, this week I'm going to cover yesterday's huge wrestling reunion, which was held in Rahway, New Jersey at the Rec Center. And yours truly was the publicist on the event, and we were thrilled to have a very good turnout. And some of the stars that I met over the course of the weekend, very gracious and friendly Tatsumi Fujinami, who looks great, you know, looks healthy. Carlos Colon was very gracious and friendly to all the fans. I spoke with Tully Blanchard, who I told him that the NWA in Philly back in the 80s was some of the greatest nights of my life, and how much we appreciated how great Tully Blanchard was, and Magnum TA, also a wonderful guy, and he was telling me how him and Ric Flair in the course of 1 month had 19 one-hour Broadways, and before his terrible car accident, he was being groomed as the next NWA world champion. So history unfortunately changed when Magnum had a accident which ended his great, great career. And Baron Von Raschke, also very fan-friendly and particularly nice Wildfire Tommy Rich, just very outgoing, gregarious, and also spoke for quite a while with Alicia Webb, a.k.a. Ryan Shamrock, and very classy, wonderful lady, and X-Pac was also quite nice to the fans, and always good to see that, and as was Jimmy Hart, of course, just a very outgoing, energetic, as we all know, wonderful guy, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. And I said hello to Homicide, who I know going back a good dozen or so years. We were both friends with the late, great Tiger Khan. And I'm so happy for Homicide, after paying dues for many, many years, to be on top in the wrestling world. And Homicide on the indies will create art rather than being held back as he was much of the time in TNA, unfortunately. And my buddy Melissa Coates was there, always colorful, outgoing, friendly, and the great Baby Doll, of course, and so many more. I was next to Al Sampson, the legendary referee's table, very pleasant guy, and many, many others. Wrestling reunion, quite successful, Thomas Mambo Rivera promoter, and I certainly hope that he does it again next year, or maybe even does some live cards, some live wrestling cards, because he brings in guys that nobody else even dreams of, like Fujinami and Abby and Cologne, you know, guys that, you know, don't appear at a lot of these conventions, and he makes them very, very special. And Howard Finkel introduced everybody, and they were walked out, the super ticket guests were walked out with lovely models, and a very classy affair, wrestling reunion. And there's photos all over the internet, MySpace, and et cetera, so on, and I'm sure eventually on the WrestlingReunion.com site. So kudos to Thomas Rivera and the Wrestling Reunion team. And I went from there to Ring of Honor in Manhattan for their Glory by Honor 9 pay-per-view show, packed to the gills, 1,500 or so enthusiastic fans, and rightfully so. There was not a bad match on the card, and I'll briefly give the rundown on this major show. Kenny King beat Jay Briscoe, solid opener. Mark Briscoe came back to avenge his brother's loss by beating Rhett Titus. Also, quite a good match. I would say both were in the three-star range, very entertaining, nonstop action, very appreciated by the loud and enthusiastic fans. Next was a wild brawl, Balls Mahoney and Grizzly Redwood taking on the Necro Butcher and Eric Stevens. Stevens and the Necro Butcher won the match. Good brawl. Would not say it was a classic by any means, but certainly entertaining and worth seeing. And in a wild chain match, Colt Cabana and El Generico beat Steve Corino and Kevin Steen. Tons of juice. I wouldn't qualify this as great art either, but certainly entertaining if violence and blood and mayhem are your thing. It is what it is, a four-man chain match. And interestingly enough, Jim Cornette announced that Davey Richards had signed a new contract and will get a Ring of Honor title shot at the December 18 final battle. Why do I say interestingly enough? Because later in the show, Homicide came out and basically asked for a title match at the same show, if I interpreted correctly. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Coming back from intermission, Eddie Edwards beat Daivari to retain the TV title. Yeah. Good match. Nothing I'm going to remember 10 years from now, to be quite honest. But, certainly a quality wrestling match. Christopher Daniels beat Austin Aries. The last few minutes of this was just great. The match in and of itself, I would not label a classic, but a solid, solid match with some great, great moves. Austin Aries is one of my favorites. I have never seen this man in a bad match. It's just like a guarantee, you know. You know if you see Austin Aries, you're going to see wrestling, not buffoonery. And like it used to say on the marquee, no wrestling, not sports entertainment. And Austin Aries is the perfect guy to represent what was once a great sport, and which is always shown in a positive light in Ring of Honor, where they wrestle. Speaking of wrestling, an excellent, excellent tag team match, probably the best match on the show, the Kings of Wrestling, Chris Hero and Claudio. Claudio is one of my favorite. Beat Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin. And just great moves, great heat, great showmanship. This one had it all. Easily 3.25 stars, if not more. You know, just a really top-notch wrestling match. And finally, the main event was wild and a really, once again, a fine wrestling match, with Roderick Strong beating Tyler Black to win the Ring of Honor world title. Can't say the result was a huge surprise, as it was common knowledge that Tyler's leaving for the WWE. And again, I don't think I've ever seen Tyler Black in a bad match. I mean, just a great, great competitor. Sorry to see him leave Ring of Honor. But with Homicide returning, which I'm about to get to, he was the big surprise at the very end of the show, and Homicide challenged Roderick Strong, and it sounded like he was challenging him on the next show, even after they announced that Davey Richards would be fighting Roderick Strong for the belt. So I don't know. Beats me, but either match would certainly be a winner, and looking forward to that as well. And Homicide's one of my favorite indie wrestlers. And with Homicide and Christopher Daniels back in ROH, you know, very hard to replace guys like Bryan Danielson and Nigel McGuinness. But if I had my choice of two guys to do it, these would probably be the ones, because these guys are just phenomenal wrestlers. And that's, from this old-school, jaded fan, that's what I'm looking for when I go to a wrestling show. The lowbrow humor that you see on TV, the bad comedy, the stilted promos, just doesn't do a thing for me. And I'd like to point out that the very same afternoon out in Jersey at the Rahway Rec Center, following wrestling reunion, Evolve had a card, and I've heard nothing but positive things about this group. But I said to one of the guys that worked for Evolve, why do two shows on the very same day and make fans choose if they, not everybody can afford tickets to see Evolve and Ring of Honor the same day and go to a wrestling convention. There's 365 days in a year. Why not do it the following weekend, the previous weekend, whatever the case may be? But I don't quite get that. And whatever. On the very same night, you had multiple quality wrestling shows in the very same geographic area, which makes people, have to choose, pick and choose. And I know Evolve ended early so people could run to the Ring of Honor show and all of that, but not everybody has the money for, multiple tickets to multiple shows. Simple as that. We're in a recession. Spread it out, folks. Spread it out. And why everybody must run on a Saturday, I don't quite understand. Friday night's a great night for wrestling, or, even a Sunday afternoon, before or after the football season, Everybody runs the same night. And what was interesting, though, was in the New York area, multiple groups like FTW, Evolve, Ring of Honor, NYWC, I believe, from what I heard, all had decent crowds. And I think that's a great sign for indie wrestling. I think a lot of people are tired by the same old on WWE and TNA. And if indie wrestling, with its inexpensive ticket prices and fan-friendly, meet the wrestlers, greet the wrestlers, get photographs, etc., so on, are what you like, then supporting the indies may be the way to go. And folks, as I stated earlier, yours truly was the publicist for the successful wrestling reunion. Anyone needing publicity for a wrestling event, please contact me. You can reach me at Evan, E-V-A-N, Ginsburg, G-I-N-Z-B-U-R-G.com, or legendsradio.net, where I'm on every Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard, archived 24/7, with the greatest names in not only wrestling, but the arts as well. I could also be reached at wrestlingthen, T-H-E-N, and A-N-D, now, N-O-W.com, wrestlingthenandnow.com. And, of course, you can send me a friend request on MySpace. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter. It's not hard to find. Yours truly, Evan Ginsburg. And also, if you ever want celebrity talent, I represent some of the biggest names in the wrestling business, particularly the old school legends. And they will come to your personal party, corporate party, birthday party, whatever the case may be, autograph signing, live wrestling event. And if you go to legendsradio.net, you could see the various talent that I represent, like Johnny Valiant and many, many others. So, folks, that should about do it. And with that out of the way, what more can I say but keep supporting independent wrestling, independent film. Yours truly has two documentaries coming out, Tiger Khan, Fire in the Blood, as well as Teresa Sario Alive Again, with an appearance by Lanny the Genius Poffo at aliveagainmovie.com if you want to see the trailer. And that'll about do it, folks. So without further ado, this is Evan Ginsburg for Who's Slamming Who, signing off.